Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the I Can't Make This Shit Up podcast. And I swear for God, I can't make it up. But before I get into what I can't make up, I'd like to say thank you for listening. Your ears mean the world to me. I'd like to thank your fingers for clicking, because without that click, you wouldn't have heard me. And you know my favorite cliche, without it even being a cliche: without you, there's no me. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome back to the podcast. And man, what I got to bring to you right now is, it's sad, it's crazy, and all I can say is wow. That's it. What am I talking about? Okay, today, four law enforcement officials killed, four injured in Charlotte, North Carolina, while serving warrants. Yes, so this is a wild story, because like, it's just sad, man. First, you know what? I'm going to do this right, because I want to send my condolences to the family of the officers, you know, that passed away today. You know, I'm sorry for their loss. You know, we gotta be better. And this dude that did it, like, I guess his mind, you know, some dudes got the mindset of, I'm going to hold court in the streets, like. And I guess this was one of those individuals that said, if they ever come for me again, I'm not going to jail, and I'm going to hold court in the streets. And that's what he did. He literally held court in the streets, killing four and injuring another four. And again, to their families, my condolences to their families, like, and to the people that passed away, may y'all rest in power. Like, I don't think when you woke up, you know, that morning, and when you put on your uniform and your badge, and, you know, I don't know, man. Like, I can't sit here and be negative about this because they are cops. No way. Like, cops are people too. All cops are not bad. You know, so I'm not here to say fuck the police and they deserve what they got, and nah, I don't even think like that. I don't feel like that, and I don't think I could ever feel like that. Cause again, those people are human too, and they doing a job. Don't act like you don't need the police. You dial 911, don't you? So you need the police. So with that being said, like, Man, I was just scrolling through my phone, just reading articles, and this article and it stood out to me, because the climate that we in when it comes to community and law enforcement, you know, it's not like we're in a good place. But you see this, and then, you know, you got to wonder and you got to understand, like, these people do a dangerous job. Dangerous. And there is a possibility, and as we see, that they just might not make it back home to their family. You know, you got to take all of that into consideration, man. Like, just can't look at it from a skin color perspective, because if you look at it from a skin color perspective, then I feel like you'll be blind. And that's bad, man. And that's sad too. Like, did they really deserve that? And then the answer is no. Because if that was you, did you deserve that? No. You know, so, man, it's unfortunate. that 4 people had to lose their lives today, and another 4 was injured. Like, it's just unfortunate, man. They did gun down the person who did it, but like, the damage is already done. Like, the damage is already done, man. Like, you can't change what didn't happen. People can't get their lives back. Like, this forever changed everything. Like, U.S. Marshals was killed. Like, this is very bad, man. Like, these guys had wives, they had children. Like, man, again, man, my condolences to everyone, to everybody's family that lost someone today. And my prayers are with you. And I wish and hope, and I hope everyone is, you know, it's hard to say how everyone is feeling and dealing right now, because you know it's hard. It's hard just losing someone is hard. Then it's hard that then it happened like this. Like, damn. That's all I can really say is like, damn, man. Like, did it really had to go out this way? Like, it's just it's tragic, man. Like, words can't really explain, you know, how their loved ones is probably feeling right now when they got the call. Like, man, like I said, some of these officers had little kids, man. Like, it's just, you know, and this is genuine for me right now. Like, my emotion right now that I'm giving you, like, this is real. Like, again, I would not get up here and say, fuck the police and they deserved it and, man, shit. People doing a job, man. They're just doing a job. And they human, just like you and I. And they see shit that you and I probably never get a chance to see. Like, I could only imagine, man, going to a scene and seeing multiple dead people, children, you know, just seeing shit, man. The fuck with anybody? Seriously, the fuck with anybody? And on that note, I'd like to say thank you for taking your time out with me, with this one anyway, because it's just a sad one here, man. Like, they were just serving a warrant, and this dude, man, he was serious about it too. He told himself that. And I have heard people say that before, like, man, fuck that shit. I ain't going back in. I'm a hold court in the streets. Now, if you don't know what holding court in the street means, now you know. Because that dude, he literally held court in the streets. And his life is gone too. And thank God the 2 women that was in the house didn't get killed. Cause you know, when somebody open fire on the police, you know, it's you fair game. You know what I mean? But anyway, with that being said, just thank y'all, man. I really appreciate it. You know what I mean? I love y'all. Tell people about me. You know, share the podcast. You know, you see what it's all about. It's all love over here. And I'm out.